Today is Tuesday, December 7th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we went to the hospital today because my mom got her, she had her knee surgery today. And so after work, we went for a brief walk because it was cold. And then we went to see my mom because, you know, I want to be a good son and everything. She's in overnight, but apparently everything went fine with the surgery. They're just keeping her for observation, and it was a knee replacement, so she'll have physical therapy she has to do and all this kind of stuff, but apparently she has to walk 25 meters or something tomorrow before they let her out. She has to prove that she can walk. She did already apparently walk to the bathroom today, so but we saw her, and then we stopped and got some food and came home, and that was it. So I'm not going to talk about the, Gary on Twitter asked if I would talk about the, visit from Daniel, but since Daniel visited and he's my co-host on Mix Minus, I thought it was appropriate to talk about his visit on Mix Minus. And so we're going to continue talking about the vacation here, probably for another day, and then we'll get back to normal. But, so we were talking about To Kill a Mockingbird, and I stopped taking notes after this day, so I don't have much in depth. So we're going to probably speed through most of the rest of the vacation because I don't have any notes to refer to. So, you know, I don't have little observations that I can refer back to. But so To Kill a Mockingbird was good. The performances were great. Jeff Daniels did a fantastic job. The lady who played his daughter, and I can't remember her name now, but she did a very good job as well. And she's been a bunch of TV. And one of the guys who played his son was, he's been in a lot of things as well. And he's really cute. So it was enjoyable. I really liked it. There were some I'm going to say Russian. I don't remember now. It was either Italian or Russian, but there were some ladies behind us and they were talking so loud before the show in either Italian or Russian. I can't remember which. And then when the play started, when certain scenes would come up and they would talk to each other, they would whisper, but even their whispering was loud. Like they couldn't whisper. It was whispering at the, you know, like, the volume of a yell. It was crazy. They just couldn't. But anyway, I enjoyed it. Mark thought it was a little bit slow at times, but he liked it. But he thought it was, you know, unlike a musical, a play is a little bit of a slower affair. You don't have music numbers and dancing and, you know, whatever. So anyway, we did that, and then we, in the evening, so our only other plans for that day, which I believe was Saturday, was to go to Butter, which is the restaurant that Alex Gornishelli from Food Network is the executive chef. And I don't even know if that just means her name's now on it. And because they have another, some other kind of chef that's like the daily chef. So I don't think she's in there every day running the restaurant because she's making Food Network shows now. But I don't know if it's just her name or if she actually says, okay, here's what the menu is going to be. But we had the best short rib I think I've ever had. It was so good. So good. Anyway, it was really good. I enjoyed the entree more than any of the other courses. But yeah, it was really good. And then on Sunday, so that was it. So then on Sunday, what did we do on Sunday? Mark went to Mass in the morning, and then we ate something. I don't remember what it was, but then we had Hamilton. So the only thing I'm going to say about Hamilton's good. You all know it's good. Like, there's no reason for me to go on and on about you know, whether or not Hamilton is good, because again, you all pretty much know that Hamilton is great. In fact, the same weekend, I believe Nessa went to see Hamilton and in Arizona, and she took a picture of the set. And, you know, I was surprised how much the traveling set from the traveling show looked like the set from the actual show, you know, in New York. And, I know they look similar, but I've never done a comparison. Like, never in my life. I always assumed that traveling shows would have a pared down set from the one in New York, because the one in New York, or wherever they, you know, well, I guess all Broadway shows originate in New York. But, you know, I always assumed that it would not be exactly the same because, you know, for one thing, in Hamilton, the floor rotates. Well, you're going from theater to theater. You can't cut a hole in the floor in the theater. And granted, the picture that she took, I can't tell if the floor moves. So maybe it doesn't. And maybe they re-choreograph all the numbers that use the rotating floor. But regardless, everything else looked identical. It could have been the same stage. Couldn't tell about the floor, but I was just surprised how similar it looked. And Hamilton was great, but what after I paid a lot of money for those tickets. And I'm happy to do it. It was for Mark's birthday, and it was in New York, and I was happy to do it. And I'm not mad about it, but but after the show was done, we were looking at the actors who were portraying the parts, and three of the main characters, Hamilton himself, Aaron Burr, and the King, were all being played by understudies on the day that we watched it. So I felt like, man, I paid all this money. Not only am I not seeing the original cast, which is impossible because they all stopped in 2017 or whenever it was, but now I'm not even seeing the ones who are currently playing the parts. And the King is the only, the King that we saw, who is an understudy for the King, is the only original Hamilton cast member remaining. And he plays some smaller part, I'm not really sure, like on a daily basis. But he's an understudy for a couple of the bigger parts, and he just so happened to be playing the King the day that we were there. So anyway, we enjoyed it, but afterwards I was like, man, that was not a good value for money. and then we had dinner that night. I don't remember what it was, so, you know, it's fine. We felt like we didn't plan every single meal before we went to New York. We only planned Thanksgiving Day evening. And we planned butter, which we made those reservations in advance because we really wanted to eat at Butter because, again, Alex Cornishelli, we watch her on Food Network. And the Thanksgiving one, we just knew that most of the restaurants were going to be really full on Thanksgiving. And so we wanted to make reservation for that. But other than that, we didn't make any other reservations. So we felt like we were planning meals the whole time we were there. Okay, well, what are we going to have for lunch? Well, what are we going to have for dinner? And now I don't even remember what we had. But anyway, one night we went and got pizza. I think Saturday night after the show, it can't be Saturday night. One evening we went and got pizza from this place, and we stood in line again, just like we stood in line for the bagels. We stood in line for the pizza for an hour. So anyway, it was all good. Hamilton was great. And then on Monday, that was our last day, and Mark worked in the morning. And then we went to see Company in the evening. And so that was good. I enjoyed the fact that we saw the orchestra. They were above the set, which was really strange. So I could see them clearly, and the trumpet player. And I'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow, but we're almost done with our New York review. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.